Hola amigos, and happy Monday. I hope everyone is doing all right on this third week of August. This message has been pre-recorded, and it is for Monday, August 24th. You are listening to the sound stylings of Wyetha's Lifecast. That's what I'm calling it. I have not gotten any suggestions on what to call it, so we're gonna keep it light. We're gonna keep it like that. So, excuse me. I hope everyone had a really good week. I hope everyone is doing lovely. And again, for all y'all newbies out there, this is just an update in addition to my list of calm journal, which I have been working through every Monday. I do an exercise. This Monday will be list 21, and can you believe it? I haven't jumped any, but that's because, like I said, list 21 is meaty. It has meat on the bone. It has substance, so that is what we are going to continue with. So, let's see, last week, because this is where I talk about the week before and any updates or anything that has happened. So, last week was, it just was. It ended on a good note. My coworkers and I work with a lot of guys, and we've worked together for the past 21 years. So, it's really hard when we don't miss going into the office because all of the BS that happens physically in the office, but we do miss those K-cup coffee talks, as I call it, or those pantry sessions where, you know, we stand around and talk, and it's not about work. We're talking about family. Several of my coworkers, their kids are either just finishing with college or just beginning, or they're going to school, even though mine is already done with schooling and college and everything. But, you know, we talk and we miss that fellowship. So we got together using Teams. I don't recommend Zoom if you don't have to use it. But we got together using Teams, and I got to see folks and talk to them. And we get updated on everyone's life and how they're doing and, you know, what's happening. And it's just really nice all the way around to hear how people are faring and, you know, how they're coping and all that good stuff. So that happened. What else? My daughter is so special, y'all. She gifted me, and I had this one book in my Amazon wish list for a while, and I used to also link it like on all of my Monday posts. So she gifted me with the NIV. And that's the new international version. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking across the room at the book rather than having the book in front of me. I am so prepared. But yeah, it's the NIV Woman's Study Bible. It is big, but it is so beautiful on the inside. You can't write in it, so it's not journal style, but it is so beautiful. There's text highlighted, special notes for women, whatever you're seeking, whatever you're feeling. There's special guidance to that verse or to that book in the Bible. And I have found myself picking it up every time I need it, or every time I need to research or look at something. It's just such a beautiful Bible. So if you all are looking to give a gift to anyone, to any women in your family, I really suggest that Bible, and I will leave a link for it below. She also gifted me with, if y'all don't know, but I think y'all know, I love me some Gilmore Girls. I have watched Gilmore Girls. The first one is 7 seasons, and I have rewatched it. I mean, I always knew about it. I knew about it when it first aired on TV, but I wasn't particularly interested in it. I happened to look at it because, see how YouTube be influencing me, y'all? I would not have cared. You know what I'm saying? But it was a YouTuber I used to watch, and she would say that how she would love it because it really reminded her of fall. So if anyone recommends anything about my favorite time of the year, oh, I am on it. So I started looking at it, and it's really sweet. It's interesting. It's sweet. There are some good points made. There are some heavy things, but for the most part, it's like a dramedy type series. If you haven't heard of it, you can watch it now on Netflix, and I think it reruns on regular TV, but I so enjoyed it. So I have rewatched it, the original, probably about 3-4 times now, and that's a whole lot of episodes, y'all, but it's just so sweet. And next year I will probably rewatch it again. I just recently finished it. There's also Gilmore Girls: A Year in the Life, which is the reboot of that, and I've only looked at that once, so I may be looking at that again too, because it's just adorable. But I digress, sorry. Bianca also gifted me with a cookbook that says Eat Like a Gilmore, and it is the unofficial cookbook for fans of Gilmore Girls, and it is so adorable. It's got every recipe in here that they have had on the show, because the show, it doesn't reflect around the diner, but there's a lot of nodes to cooking and family and drinks and things like that. And this book has got just about everything in it. I can't wait to make some drinks. I can't wait to make some casseroles. It's good old-fashioned diner food. It's not fancy. It's really simple, easy to make. So I will also link this below, because I just thought that was a wonderful, wonderful gift. So what else? So, oh yeah, right after we put my girl down, in the beginning of July, you know, and I still say that was very, very traumatic and hard for us, because just last April, you know, my boy cat we put down, and he was 18 years old. My girl was 15. We didn't put him down. I came home and he had already, you know, went on. So, I have been watching, once again, another YouTuber that had a portrait done from a place called Crown and Paw. I will also link them below. All the links, y'all, all the good stuff. It's good. but yeah, so I want to say late July, I said, oh, I'm going to get portraits made of our fur babies. And these are not just any portraits. They are the neck on down, because it's only from the head to like the bust area. And they're either historical, or they're kings or queens or dukes. The costumes are very, very elaborate, and it's your pet's head on top of it, and it is just adorable. It took me a while to really try to bring out my cat's personalities in these pictures, and also hard for me to find a photo where they're looking ahead, because if you know anything about cats, cats don't look at you. My boy never looked at me. He never took a picture where I can get him straight on. It was either the top of his head or side profile or his eyes shut. But I did manage to find one. And what you do is you send your pictures in, and you basically just go, or you upload your pictures on a leap of faith, because there is no, this is what it's going to look like. You send it to them. It can be done on canvas or on an 8x11 picture portrait. I ordered those in mid-July, and instead it takes a while, because this is, you know, artistry. And the pictures came last week, and I captured a video because I did not tell my daughter, and I may put the video up as I'm recording this. I'm thinking about putting the video up. We will, y'all just wait and see. but I am including the pictures in the post, because they are just the most adorable. I mean, to open it and look at it for the first time, it like brought us to tears, because it is just so beautiful to see your cats, like, you know, put on a portrait that will go up on a gallery wall. Now I am gonna, you know, find a really nice frame, but I am kind of getting this collection together. Those portraits will be on the gallery wall of my new home, wherever that is. That is the promise. They will be on a gallery wall in my home, and we will go into that new home with all of these beautiful memories. And you know, it's just, that really made me feel good this week. It's sad because we miss them, and we just miss, you know, their presence. And pets do. Pets fill every inch of your home if you've had a pet for a long time, and you do miss them. So this was just a great way to kind of carry on their little legacies. And I mean, I just think it's the most adorable thing ever. So yeah, that happened last week. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I missed, because I'm trying to keep these short and sweet. Yeah. So I think that is about it. Oh, home search. I'm still looking. And again, I see everything. I am such a sucker. I will fall in love with a picture of a house and say, put me in it. But again, these things are out of my price range. So I'm just doing what I have to do, what the mortgage company is telling me to do. Keep paying your bills on time. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't take out any loans. Don't buy any really big ticket items, you know. So that is what I'm doing, and still collecting my coin. Let's see what else is happening. I think that actually may be it. Or either I'll remember something, but by then, child, this recording will be done. And that, I'm glad I thought about that. So I do have another blog, and that is my Doll Place Project blog, where it was originally about me building this diorama for my dolls. And for some reason, this hobby really calms me. And that was list 14. No, I can't find anything in my house that inflects or represents calm, but I can evoke calm through hobbies and things that I do to calm my mind. And the diorama, the miniatures, the dollhouse. Yes, I am a grown-ass woman, but let me tell you something. You put a dollhouse in front of me that I got to decorate, and all my troubles kind of melt away. It is just the most relaxing, enjoyable thing you can do. So I am posting exclusively there my DIYs that I do on the blog. Some are for my diorama, and I post them in both places. And I think I had posted a while ago that I wanted to do a really big build. But I think that I'm going to save that big build for next year and work on something smaller scale. It'll be a surprise. I am going to, you know, start working on another, you know, little side project just to, you know, give me something to do. Because I find calm in the DIYs, working with the dolls, watching home shows, taking a hot bath, just spending time, you know, with my daughter and dog and family, and reading the Bible. These are things I find calm in. I don't get calm from an object or something physical. It's more from doing the things. But yeah, that is pretty much it. About to put a lid on this thing, because I ain't trying to be talking all day. But that's it. That's the update so far. That is what's happening. I will say that because I have focused, I'm one of those people that I'm like a little kid. I could be playing with a toy, and that could be the bestest toy ever. But then you put another shiny toy in front of me, and I kind of, oops, forget about that old toy. And I say that because my digital art has suffered because of the miniatures that I'm creating and want to create. And so my art has suffered. And with me, art is what I used to do, and how I would create it is I will think of shapes or patterns in my head and open up Photoshop and just make as many shapes, as many patterns, as many groupings and clusters as I can within that 30-minute time span that it pops into my head. And when it's gone, it's gone. And that's how I was able to crank out, because I have way more images than what I posted. So I will get into that again. It's just a matter of giving myself a window, 30 minutes, crank it out and be done with it. I have posted some of them, you know, on the site for you to download for free. And, you know, if you like it, if you don't, hey, well, you know, it's my thing. So, but anyway, yes, I'm rambling and I'm looking at the minutes up here and it's gone way too long. So with that, I'll end this. Please continue to read to the bottom. If you've listened to this much, I am just happy that you stopped by. I really am. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love, y'all. And as I always, always say and close these out, know thyself. Have a blessed day.